At a recent satellite symposium during the December ASH meeting, Dr. Stephanie Gregory helped me set up a series of cases of CLL and non-Hodgkin lymphoma from community practice, and I asked Dr. Gregory to select some of her own patients to present on this program, and she began by discussing a young woman with follicular lymphoma.
An interesting patient that I saw was a 34-year-old PhD student, and she noted some lymphadenopathy in her right neck. It was non-painful, and she really had no other symptoms, so she saw her local doctor, and he recommended that maybe she had an infection, put her on some antibiotics for a couple of weeks, and then said, come on back, and we'll see what happens. So she went back in 2 weeks, and actually the lymph node in the neck was a little larger. So he sent her to an ear, nose, and throat physician who actually did an excisional biopsy. You know, it's important that we get excisional biopsies in lymphomas and not fine needle aspirates. Usually I get fine needle aspirates that say something like atypical lymphoid infiltrate suggestive of lymphoma. That's bad. So we did have a nice excisional biopsy, and actually the diagnosis was follicular grade 1. We worry about some of the diagnoses with lymphoma, but the follicular lymphomas, most pathologists can identify the follicular lymphomas. So we did have that. She came to see me. We had it reviewed by our pathologist. It was a follicular grade 1. We staged her. We actually found that she had rather diffuse lymphadenopathy in the neck, mediastinal area, retroperitoneal area, groin area. So she had a lot of nodal sites involved, not bulky disease. And her bone marrow had about 40% involvement with follicular grade 1. Her LDH was normal. Her blood counts were normal. I told her that I thought that she should, if she was asymptomatic, we could watch and wait. And, you know, I think we can talk about that. But being a young and very intelligent young woman who came with an internet search, she was very interested in getting involved in clinical trials. And at the time, many of the vaccine trials were available, and we actually had one of them open at Rush University, and we offered her to go on our, it was a Genentope vaccine trial. Now, before she would accept any treatment for me, she felt she had to get some other opinions. And she actually went to 4 other academic centers. And I know most of the lymphoma physicians at these centers, and they all agreed with me and said, you know, go back to Chicago and go on clinical trial. So we actually did that, Neil. And the clinical trial was that you actually start with a CVP regimen. And you do that for 8 cycles, every 3 weeks for 8 cycles. And if the patient obtains a partial response or a complete response, you then have to wait 26 weeks for the immune system to recover. And then you vaccinate the patient. And it was a randomized trial. You vaccinate them against their own idiotype vaccine that has been prepared in a special laboratory, or sort of a placebo, just a non-personal vaccine. And so we don't know which vaccine the patient got. So actually what happened to this patient is she was able to get through her 8 cycles of CVP. She had a partial response, and 23 weeks into the wait period, she relapsed. So you're doing CAT scans every 3 months during this period. So she didn't even get to her 26-week period to start getting her immunizations of either her own idiotype vaccine or the placebo. So relapsing before she got to the vaccine, we decided that we had to do something else. She was not too keen to get more chemo, and the relapse was not a terribly large relapse. And so we said, oh, let's just try 4 weeks of rituximab because you haven't had that. And actually, she had 4 infusions of weekly rituximab. And we then evaluated her a month and a half after the rituximab, and she actually was having progressive disease. Now, what I recommended, she was young, she wanted to be aggressive at that point because she knew that she was having progressive disease. And actually, at that point, she was started having some systemic symptoms, a little bit of night sweats, not sure how truly they were related to the lymphoma, but her LDH was okay. Blood counts were recovering from the chemotherapy, but somewhat normal. And we talked about stem cell transplant. And she actually decided that she wanted to have an autologous stem cell transplant. Now, to do that, we like to have, you know, rather minimal bone marrow involvement because you're going to use the patient's own bone marrow. And fortunately, The CVP treatment had cleared out most of the lymphoma in her bone marrow, and it was mainly nodal disease that she had at this point. So we prepared her for an autologous stem cell transplant by giving her three cycles of a common regimen referred to as RICE, which is rituximab, ifosfamide, carboplatin, and etoposide. And she had a very nice complete response. And what you then do is you then mobilize her to collect her stem cells. And the mobilization process is to give a high dose of cyclophosphamide with growth factors, let the counts recover with the growth factors, and then you ferrete the patient 3 or 4 days and try to get enough CD34 stem cells. We could not mobilize her, could not collect enough stem cells. So here we had gone through this whole process of treating her in preparation, more chemo, and we could not mobilize her stem cells. The interesting aspect is that the three cycles of RICE put her in a complete remission. No evidence of nodal disease now. The bone marrow was clear, but we couldn't get enough CD34 cells. And so we just decided to leave her alone. So she was diagnosed around 2003. She relapsed around 2004. We gave her the RICE and tried to mobilize her in 2004. Couldn't mobilize her, so just left her alone. And we followed her, saw her every 3 months, CAT scans every 6 months. She stayed in complete remission. And actually, just this past summer, actually, I think it was in July of 2007, she came by again. She said, "Do you think my marrow might have recovered enough that you can mobilize me now?" And so we actually mobilized her with only growth factor. We gave her GM-CSF for several days and were able to then ferrete her, get enough stem cells, and we have those frozen away. So this is an unusual kind of an approach to a patient with follicular lymphoma. She is still in a complete remission, which is very, very favorable for her. And that complete remission is now from 2005, just from preparing her with chemotherapy to go into transplant. And she remains in a complete remission with her stem cells banked away in the blood bank in case she relapses.